It's bad enough when you have to place a freeze on your own credit card, says Chief Financial Officer Jimmy Petronis.
It can happen to anyone. It happened to me recently. I had a credit card breach. I jumped through the hurdles of calling the credit card companies, letting them know that I was getting spending alerts. And the vulnerability that not just affects people like myself, but especially our seniors, we've got to make it easier for them to protect their credit.
Under current Florida law, the big three credit reporting agencies, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, can charge a fee of up to $10 for someone who has had their identity stolen or data breached. The only way to avoid the fee is to submit a police report to prove your claim.
Now, we sent widespread data breaches with companies like Target, Equifax, Uber, but all those entities out there have violated personal information of our citizens of the state of Florida. And the implications of what that can do to our 20 million citizens state of Florida is just not acceptable. So as we're working together, our office, Commissioner Putnam's office, with our legislative leaders to propose policy to eliminate the freeze fee.
The bill to eliminate the credit report freeze fee is by Tampa Republican Representative Sean Harrison.
House Bill 953 proposes to ease the burden on consumers who are looking to protect themselves from fraud by placing a freeze on their credit report. So to sort of add insult to injury, if you've had your identity stolen or has been data breach of some sort, you can freeze your own credit so that no one can do further damage, but you have to pay a fee for that. This bill would eliminate that fee.
And St. Petersburg Republican Jeff Brandis, who's sponsoring the Senate bill, feels the same way.
I look forward to working with Representative Harrison. Data is the new currency. Imagine your bank charging you to protect your money once somebody stole it. That doesn't make any sense. It doesn't. You should have to pay the bank for them to protect your money. At the end of the day, this is really about consumer protection, and this bill will add to the vital consumer protection that we need in this state.
It's unknown what the elimination of the fee would do to the consumer reporting credit agencies like Equifax, but according to the House bill staff analysis, this will decrease their revenues. The Senate companion bill has not yet been heard in any committees. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.